¿Qué quieren los braceros?
¡Justicia!
¿Cuánto?
Here in this downtown plaza in the Mexican border city of Juarez, dozens of angry men gather every Sunday. They were among the first guest workers to come to the United States back during World War II, when American farm boys traded their plows for rifles.
Algodón.
Amado Estrada Piñón was 18 when he left his Mexican village to pick carrots, beets, and cotton in the U.S. for 50 cents an hour. These men were called braceros, Spanish for strong arms, because of the physically demanding labor they did. Part of their paycheck went to a Mexican savings account that the braceros were supposed to get back as pension money. That never happened. Why doesn't the government give us our money, Estrada says. It's ours. We earned it off the sweat of our brows. In 2005, the Mexican government did agree to make a one-time payment to ex-braceros, but the money has been slow to come. Those that haven't been paid continue to protest. At age 80, there's no such thing as retirement for Estrada. He survives by collecting aluminum cans off the street in exchange for a few pesos. The disappearance of their pension money wasn't the only problem with the bracero program. Some claim they were mistreated while in the U.S. Under today's guest worker programs, problems continue. Ana Rosa Diaz spent the better part of the last decade peeling crawfish in Louisiana. She sometimes worked 15-hour days for below minimum wage. Her boss would block the exit at work with cardboard boxes so no one could get out. If they complained, he'd threaten to harm their families back in Mexico. As a girl, I don't remember fearing my mother as much as I feared my boss, she says. Diaz worked under the H-2B visa program, which allows tens of thousands of temporary workers into the U.S. each year. Sarah Rich, an attorney with the Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid in El Paso, says one of the biggest problems with temporary worker programs is that they bind workers to a single employer.
They're given legal status to work for that employer only. If, for some reason, they are fired or they want to quit that job, they fall out of legal status and have to leave the United States.
That makes guest workers less likely to report abuse.
They're stuck with that one employer, and that really limits their options. It's sort of an indentured servitude situation. So they put up with a lot.
In the Senate's immigration reform proposal, H-2B workers like Diaz would come under what they're calling a W visa. They'll have the ability to change employers and would be required to receive the same wage as a U.S. worker. Jacob Horwitz of the National Guest Worker Alliance says guest worker protections like these are important but can be difficult to enforce.
Without really strong labor protections for guest workers, we'll continue to have a situation where corporations can go shopping for the cheapest workers on the global market.
Back at the Bracero protest in Ciudad Juarez, volunteer nurse Blanca Duran takes vital signs on a park bench. Their protest complete, her aging patients wear the same worn look, as if they just returned from a day in the field. Duran says these former guest workers feel forgotten. They work so hard for so long, she says, and now many are dying without ever receiving the compensation they're owed. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.